right. You know what day it is. You know what time it is. It's midnight in New York City. It's 9 o'clock in San Francisco. And it's 6 o'clock here on the beautiful big island. And this is the Insight Hour with your host, Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Reverend Roxy. Yes, we are live. We are hoping that perhaps special people may be listening in and will call in tonight. But Dr. Leonard Horowitz has a lot of news for you tonight. So I'm going to get straight. You know what we have to do. We've got to give it up to the Creator. And today is May 22nd, 2007. And Dr. Leonard Horowitz is going to the conspiracy conference. And Reverend Roxy's heart is going to go with him. And I thought that perhaps my prayer, my opening, which then I'll give the show up to my cohort in this here mystery play, would give me this moment to tell you exactly what I would have said to those people had I not be here throwing a two-day festival with Klondikin and a whole lot of other people here on the Big Island. I mean, see this weekend, we're going to raise a lot of money for peace and for the DU issue, for GMO, and for all the other issues. Mrs. Besant speaks of the recurrent cycle of history. She said, turn backward the telescope of today. Learn to destroy evil. Well, I, Reverend Roxy, have made a decision, and I was born with a duty, and I intend to do my duty. My duty is to examine this here history. I start with the close of the 19th century, and I explain the 20th and live the 21st, writing as it unfolds. History points out to me a connection of political manipulation, folks, and law enforcement, that these actions have always been closely associated, especially here in the United States. All one has to do is look back to those who used to be called colonial sheriffs. These men exercised extraordinary might, extraordinary power. They controlled elections, they controlled and collected the taxes in the cities and towns, and really the only interest they had was in themselves and to better their own kind. Now, when one can dig on this as being the pattern, then one can understand where I'm going with this. You see, it has to do with the handicap that has been placed upon those who have been in charge of our security, for they have been playing partisan politics. Now, when you play this archive back, you will understand what I'm saying, because we're talking about pressure. And guess who feels it most, folks? What the current president, and I pray that he gets over it, what the current president who occupies our office needs to do, and what he absolutely needs to understand, is that it's his destiny. It is his very destiny to unravel the story in which he has found himself in. Steeped in his own very life and the lives of all of those around the world as he makes the decision to do something different. This is the prayer. This is the only prayer that will allow us to rejoice with a voice, because he must do something different, and we cannot sit by and not make it known to him that he must now embrace a different type of strategy when it comes to the people. So, as I pray and I tell you that the person at this helm has a number to do, and lately he's been doing it on all of us, and now he is grabbing up more and more, and you can read it, and you say to yourself, why? Well, Dr. Leonard Horowitz has gone to great lengths to explain to you in a very simple way, both scientifically and historically and religiously. And it is now time for us to really understand we are living, just like Annie Besant said, turn that telescope back. Look as far back as you can and make as much sense about the history so that you can understand this present, so we can shape a glorious future. This is all I want to say. This is what I represent. And don't get caught up in all of the undeclared stuff that is going to come at you. Pay attention to what is important. And what's important is what's in Dr. Leonard Horowitz's Healing Celebration book. And it's not just about Leonard Horowitz. Some people would say, well, you're just pushing this man. No, I'm pushing this man. I'm supporting this man and all the other people that are associated with this man that can stand there and explain to people exactly what's going on. So with that, I pray that our Father in heaven, the great creator that put us all in the mix, will give us the blessings and the victories that we so well deserve, and that all those who are not guilty of this mess will stand tall and tell the truth about what you know and your experience up to this point. Bless everybody out there. Dr. Len, come on into this conversation. It's time to bring you in and let the good folks know what's really going on.
Hey, Reverend Roxy, it's a great joy to have you co-host the Inside Hour, folks. Welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, and thanks to the co-sponsors, including bbsradio.com, we're available to you every Tuesday night. As Roxy said, 12 o'clock East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, and 6 o'clock here in beautiful Hawaii. I want to thank you also, the folks from Tetrahedron Publishing Group, supporting us over the years with various publications, the www.healingcelebrations.com, the place that you can get that information about the book that Reverend Roxy just shared, that will provide you with everything you need to know to practice the five steps for miraculous healing, for reversing diseases, and be optimally sustained by your only Holy Spirit power of love, which really does all the healing of everything. And the only reason why humanity doesn't know that is because we've been dumbed down by mind controllers who have literally taken over everything from the birth to grave, from academia to basically the White House. So the reality is that we need to take steps, five steps. Number one, detox. Number two, deacidify. Number three, boost and normalize natural immunity. Everything's been hypersensitized by these vaccines, these toxic wastes being pumped into our children's bloodstreams. It's got to stop. The madness and the mania has got to stop. This is medical mania, injecting human beings with various pollutants, including toxic mercury. Well, step four, oxygenation. Step five, bioenergetics. You can learn all about it at healthyworlddistributing.com, where you can get the book, Healing Celebrations, or you can get a wonderful review of those five steps, a beautiful overview so that you can begin to take steps already on your own, wherever you are. If you don't have even an internet connection, go to your local library. They'll give you one. You can go to www.healingcelebrations.com and learn about the most important five steps you may ever take in your life to save some lives, share it with others. So I want to thank also all the groups of people across the United States, including this coming week, Brian Hall, who's putting together seminars and presentations where the truth can be told. These forums are very important for awakening humanity, and that the reality is that a lot of information has been suppressed, and we're now having also, besides having to make up for the suppression of knowledge, but we also want to add the revelations we've been blessed to receive. Amazing revelations, including some of the things I'm going to be sharing with you in this Inside Hour. So I want to thank those folks and people across the United States. There's a lot of things going on, events being planned now. Beginning, they're on the books. We're actually organizing a number of events called the Love Code Seminar, the Musical Healing Celebrations, which we're going to be doing nationwide based on the revelations in the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. You can get information about that at lovetherealdaVinciCode.com. That is love, www.lovetherealdaVinciCode.com. And there's a variety of websites that come off of that main portal to the whole activities that we're advancing now. And that portal will bring you to a place called the Perfect Circle of Sound. It'll take you to our newsletter. It'll take you to where we have placed the introduction to the Love Code to our DVD documentary, where you can get a tremendously enjoyable learning experience, taking your next major steps in understanding how the secret works. If you've been listening to the movie The Secret or heard about it, it's been advertised well across mainstream media even. It's a bunch of people who have been coming in terms of great success, great prosperity, manifesting great wealth, and utilizing a positive attitude and a positive strategy to manifest those things. Well, all that's awesome. Awesome needs to be applied beyond prosperity consciousness into sustaining this planet. The greatest risk that we have right now, I'm going to begin in a couple minutes to share with you what's taking place with our bee colonies vanishing worldwide, and particularly in the United States. So I'm going to be sharing that. What's taking place with the decimation of this planet, this divine, heavenly, awesomely sustained vibration of love that's manifesting as a sphere in this extraordinarily amazing galaxy and solar system and cosmic realm, that this whole universe is put together by a mathematical matrix that we've learned a lot about. And in fact, the secret is explained by the musical mathematics that is associated with its mechanics. That is, when you have faith and joy and love, and you have a desire to achieve a visioned goal, and you set your sights on it, you set your heart on it, and you set your prayers and will to manifest it, well, what happens is that there's a mathematical matrix that that energy goes into. And we explain that in the two-hour documentary called The Love Code. And you'll understand the fundamental spiritual mechanics underlying the secret. So if you think the secret is great, let me tell you, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all else will fall unto thee. That's what we're talking about. The kingdom of heaven in the religious world is akin to this mathematical matrix, this musical perfection that resonates everything into its proper shape and form according to the divine law and the structures of the universe. All sacred geometry, all of sacred geometry comes out of this musical mathematical matrix. 9 specific tones, the perfect circle of sound. So you can learn about that by going to that website I just gave you, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. And you can study up on that and on the DVD documentary, The Love Code. In the book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, do the exercises. The book is $23, approximately $22.85, I think it is, on the healthyworlddistributing.com website. You can order all of these products by calling our supporter at Healthy World Distributing, main organization supporting us. Thank you for the sponsorship. It's www.healthyworlddistributing.com. Toll-free number is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. So that's a thank you to our sponsors and a little bit of news in regard to what our sponsors are doing and helping us bring forth extraordinary revelation in an extraordinarily important, critical period of time. I want to read to you a letter that I just received in the mail from a colleague. Many of you have been listening and kind of keeping tabs of Dr. Len Horowitz. You know that I was knighted by the Sovereign Orthodox Order of the Knights Hospitaller of St. John of Jerusalem, and I've got a lot of positive and I've gotten a lot of critical feedback from people who are concerned about these being the Illuminati, and this is the Orthodox Knights of Malta, and that this is showing that Horowitz is really no longer the Horowitz we know and loved. You know, his little horns is showing. Reverend Roxy's there pointing her fingers out of her head. So the reality is that, you know, ye shall know them, folks. Ye shall know them by the fruit of their labor. So anybody's got a critical word to say about Dr. Len Horowitz or Sir Leonard George Horowitz, then please just take it to your creator, take it to prayer, take it to heart, and check out what we're doing for humanity. The whole organization and I'm going to share information that was sent to me by Professor Dr. Sir Charles. He is one of the leaders of the organization, Sir Charles McWilliams, who has been affiliated with the World Organization for Natural Medicine and many other esteemed organizations that are doing their fair share, actually tremendous at the forefront of waking people up all over this planet concerning not only the risks, but actually the natural healing methods to solve all of our problems. There is, in fact, that entire body of literature that's been neglected by the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical industrialists, and, of course, our academic institutions and our journals and scientific periodicals are heavily controlled by these forces of less than good. So I want to read to you what Sir Charles McWilliams has just sent out to all of the knights in the Knights Hospitaller of St. John of Jerusalem. It's a very, very important newsletter. It states, "Our planet's bees are vanishing, leaving behind empty hives and mystified beekeepers. In fact, this development has been so dramatic and sudden that there's a new term for it, colony collapse disorder, or CCD. Figures the devil doers, the authorities, would put out something as ridiculous as a new label for a omnicidal symptom. Omnicide is the killing of everything. If you understand what these people are really about, it's not about construction, it's not about creation, it's about total destruction and devastation and creating a new order. What's the matter with the old one? What's the matter with the Creator's order? What's the matter with the Creator's law? What's the matter with the Creator's math? What's the matter with the Creator's matrix? What's the matter with people's minds that they accept a false substitute for this magnificent planet, this incredibly sustaining natural resources that we have at our disposal? But no, we've got to have chaos. We've got to have genetic modification. We've got to have depleted uranium. We've got to have all these things that the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical industrialists want you to think you need so that you are a slave to their destruction and decimation of the population. So now it's not just our population. As we know, we've had whales and dolphins beaching themselves. In La Jolla this past couple weeks, there were approximately 80 seals, these beautiful creatures that my daughters and I saw just about 4 weeks ago when we were in La Jolla. There were about 60 of these beautiful seals right on the beach, and they were playing, and they were nurturing each other and snuggling and barking in the way that they do. It was adorable, but let me tell you, about 80 of them have died. They've been reported dying and left and right in droves because ultimately these animals, it's kind of like the canary before the human being dies in a nuclear and a radiation risk, then what happens is a canary dies in its cage. So some species are more susceptible and have a lower lethal dose 50, LD50 it's called in the scientific literature. And so the dose that kills half of the animals in the cage. Well, we're that cage. We're in that cage. It's basically turned into a cage by our incarcerators, these devil doers. So in order to alert the knights internationally to the grave risks of this global beast, and that the knights' mission, the whole mission of this whole organization, is to act as humanitarians, to heal the sick and help heal the sick, to do what is necessary to treat the impoverished, to set up clinics in places where no governments or private investors would invest. So this is the organization, and Charles has put out this message to all of us, all the knights, and I share it with my loving heart to you, to hope that you will likewise share it with your loved ones. So about 27 states have reported this CCD so far. That's a lot of states. That's more than half of the United States, including Florida, Georgia, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and California. In some states, as much as 75% of commercial honeybee colonies have already vanished. And CCD is also a problem in other countries, including Brazil. So if you like apples, almonds, or avocados, that's a big deal. Reason, without pollination, plenty of plants will stop bearing fruit. You know, it was Albert Einstein who said, if you get rid of the bees, humanity's got about 4, maybe 5 years to sustain itself. And that's it. So we're in a little fix right now, thanks to these global industrialists. And let's take a look at some of the causes. This article goes on to say, of course, it's not just an issue of losing blueberries or broccoli. Farmers stand to lose a lot of money. In 2000, the total U.S. crop value that was wholly dependent on honeybee pollination was estimated to be more than $15 billion. Again, men live by far more than bread alone. This is a spiritual attack. These honeybees are absolutely buzzing with the frequency vibration of divinity. And because we're changing the frequency vibrations and contaminating this once pristine jewel, gem of a planet, suddenly now the species can't sustain themselves. So the article goes on to say, consider these three facts. Close to 100 crop species in the United States rely to some degree on the honeybees' pollination services. Collectively, these crops make up approximately one-third of the United States diet. Honeybees are responsible for 80% of the pollination. As you can see, if honeybees disappear, the effect on our food supply will be disastrous. What's more, the problems could last for a number of years, well beyond our termination as a species, very likely. Eventually, other pollinator populations, bumblebees, mason bees, etc., could increase to fill the gap. Still, many of these other pollinators don't make wax or honey. And by the time nature rebalances, the price of your favorite fruits could soar. Well, again, that's not what we're really concerned about. We're concerned about sustaining ourselves physically with the right nutrients as well as spiritually. What's behind this decline of the bee population? Well, the disappearance of honeybees isn't entirely new. Between 1947 and 2005, colony numbers nationwide fell by more than 40%. I wonder why that could be. Isn't that interesting? It's kind of like advancing with the age in which we disregard nature and disregard the Creator and turn to all these man-made, new, high-fangled things like genetically modified seeds that we have to rely instead of on the Creator to give us a new every year. We have to go to Monsanto and Dow Chemical and Archer Daniels to get our food supplies and seed stocks. So this whole concept of the industrial age, this whole concept of the technological age, what happened to the age of the Creator? What happened to where we walk in this incredible mathematical matrix kingdom of heaven, bringing it down to earth right here, right now, because that's where it is, and having faith and trust that where it leads us and where we are led by our angels and our divine destiny is into the right place at the right time. Having the synchronicities uplift us instead of having the pollutions poison us. This is a major understanding. We're talking about, you know, we can get engaged with issues. Reverend Roxy said last week something brilliant on the Inside Hour. She says, we don't need to talk about issues. You can go on for years talking about issues. You need to talk about the systemic problem, the way that the system is dysfunctioning. We got to look beyond the issues. We could argue for the rest of our lives and many other lives beyond that. We've got to look at our system, the chaos, the managed chaos to create this order is what I'm talking about. The Babylonian system is one that manipulates, coerces, enslaves, and kills people at will. It is unjust. It manipulates justice to these financial ends. It is unloving. It is unfeeling. It doesn't have empathy for you and your children. It is out of control, and it is literally in control, designed and destined and targeted by the evil forces to manipulate this entire planet to shreds. Everything that the Creator created is under attack in case you haven't woken up yet to the reality. It's all coming down. And the reality is Here's the good news. I hate to share with you the good news because I don't want it to be a undermining motivational factor for you to get out and talk about the truth to people and save some lives. The reality is we know who wins in the end. In fact, we now know how we win in the end, and it's the same type of technology that's destroying the bees that is going to be sustaining and uplifting and changing everything on this planet. There's frequencies of love. There are frequencies of man-made chaos. You get a chance to choose. That is where your free will and power lies. You're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. And today, it's getting clearer and clearer and clearer where that line is in the sand. You want to step over it? You want to compromise yourself? You want to compromise your integrity? You want to compromise your communications? You want to compromise your relationships, that is, your connections to others? In the big matrix, you're all brothers and sisters. We're all divine family members. And who you compromise is yourself looking back at you. And so the reality is it's really not them out there that's doing it to us. It's really us inside ourselves that are undermining this divine reality that is the only big truth with a capital T. So when we get it together and when we stand up for what is right and join hands together as powerful, loving co-creators of a better world, and we march triumphantly, every way that we have to march, every song that we have to sing, every speech that we have to make, all of it must be done now. It's a critical time to come out of your deception, your shell of ignorance. Tell that to your family and your friends. Those who have no ears to hear the truth that you'd like to share with them, tell them, get a life. Get a reality check. The planet's coming down because it's a system-wide dysfunction. Because the whole modus operandi is chaos to create order, a new world order out of chaos. That is why we're seeing the decimation of virtually the entire planet. So this chaos is expressing itself in bee populations here. You know, a little bit other news, proof bees dying from GM, genetically mutated crops. Here's a news item from London. Research by a leading German zoologist has shown that genes used to genetically modify crops can jump the species barrier. What else is new? Newspapers reported here on Sunday, a 3-year study by Professor Hans-Heinrich Katz at the University of Jena found that the gene used to modify oil rape seed, that's the canola, that's that seed that is used to produce or has a relative that produces, close relative that produces the mustard gas chemicals that are used to kill people. That's why we don't use any canola oil or oils made from the rape seed. Has transferred, they tell you, this gene has now been transferred to bacteria living inside honeybees. The finding will undermine claims by biotech industry and supporters of GM foods that genes cannot spread. Well, gee whiz, you got to be a complete idiot. You got to be so out of touch with science and to claim now in 2007 that this is breaking news. The reality is, if you read the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola that we published back in 1996 originally, that's 10 years, that's 11 years ago now. And what I did is I reviewed in that book viral research and the cloning and the mutation mechanisms and the technologies that they were using not even in the 90s, not in the 80s, not even in the 70s. In the 1960s, they were doing these types of experiments and showing that indeed these genes could jump species, and that's what they were doing left and right. In the book Emerging Viruses, I show you that National Cancer Institute biological weapons developers for the United States Army. They were both intermingled. That's why we call it the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel, that they were engaged in producing 70,000 different strains of new mutated viruses and spread them around the world. That's right. You heard me right. This is in the 1960s. By the 1970s, approximately 70,000 new viruses, laboratory mutants created by lunatics, that is men, that is madmen that call themselves scientists who are not. They are in fact prostitutes, hypocrites, whores for the pharmaceutical industrialists, the petrochemical industrialists that want to take what the Creator created and mutate it, hybridize it, recombine it, create it so that they can profit off of humanity's suffering and this planet's decimation. That's the reality check. If you think I am weird, well, just guess what? Watch it in your own life as you get poisoned, as you and your family develop all these diseases, diseases that we didn't have 40, 50, 60 years ago, or if we did, they were so rare, it was kind of like what the doctors didn't even know what to do about them. The industries, such as the cancer industry, the diabetes industry, all of this has been created by genetic modifications and manipulations. But that's not all. If you read the book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code, or the book, Healing Celebrations, you'll learn about what DNA really is. It's an electromagnetic receiver and transmitter of the Creator's love. Now, that's very nice, simple, easy to understand for most people. What about science? What does science say? Science also decrees the most recent advanced genetics and electrogenetic research. And, of course, this is multidisciplinary fields that have to be brought together for these analyses and these studies. But that's the reality. Read the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral came out, and I believe it was 2005, and it's a literature review and the most advanced research done in the field of genetics, and specifically electrogenetics is featured. Electrogenetics, energy genetics, genetics that sing, vibrate frequencies of sound and light. They're called photons and phonons in the scientific literature. Phonons, sound, photons, light signals. And so we understand now that what DNA is, and you can prove this very, very easily by simply taking a homeopathic or a rescue remedy, a Bach flower, or smelling an essential oil. Just if you do that, you'll notice that it's almost an instantaneous perceivable difference that you feel within microseconds. Within 0.003 of a second, you begin to feel a difference. Now, if it was simply chemicals that were the transmitter of new information and therapeutic vibrations, it can't happen. You can't get that energy flow, that vibration, to move through your body that rapidly in any other way than electrogenetics. So that's how the cells interact and communicate, and they're sustained by this energy, this innate energy that all of nature is uplifted by. Excuse me. So you've got this energy matrix, this mathematical matrix that produces 9 tones, and this is the essence of the book Walk on Water that I produced about 2 years ago, finished Walk on Water, came out this past year, as well as the book Love the Real Da Vinci Code, that is a decryption, a beautiful, full, virtually full decryption of the Vitruvian Man, the most famous drawing on earth. Leonardo da Vinci's figure with 4 arms, 4 legs, and a head, that's 8 appendages, pointing to a circle, which is the perfect circle of sound. Go to perfectcircleofsound.com. You'll see albums there by Scott Huckabee, who is the master, just an incredible guitarist. He's like the universal guitarist of the spiritual renaissance. That's Scotty Huckabee. He was brilliant before he got a hold of these tones, and now that he's playing these tones, including the 528 love frequency, that is, that the center of your heart vibrates. It vibrates mostly. The average vibration of the center of your heart is 528 hertz. So love hurts. So you can remember love hurts frequencies of sound, of music, and it's specifically 528. It's the third note of the original musical scale. The third note, do, re, mi. Mi, miragestorum in Latin, miracles in English. It's 5 plus 2 is 7 and 8 is 15 and 1 plus 5 is 6. It's a MI6, Mi6, or Miracle 6. And that's how British Secret Service got its name, MI6. So this esoteric sacred knowledge that's been buried from the masses has the capacity to free us. If the truth shall set you free, then the greatest secreted truths of all time have the capacity to emancipate you and I completely. So now, what's the emancipation information? It is this mathematical matrix akin to the kingdom of heaven. You want to rock and roll. You want to be prosperous. You want to be in with the flow. You want the secret to unfold in your life and manifest miracles left and right. Then what you do is you commune with that matrix. You understand yourself as a product of that matrix. You are the music. In fact, the best description of you I gave you last week on the Inside Hour. Here it is. If you have your pens and pencils out, you can write it down. It is. You are. The definition of a human being, that is a digital, bio-holographic projection of creative consciousness. It is the crystallization, manifestation of divine frequency vibration. That's who we are. Anything else is a dumbed-down manipulation. It's idiotic when you fully examine all of the science, all of the scripture, and you put it together and you got reality, not this Babylonian deception any longer. So how shall one live awake and aware? What is the evolution of our enlightened species towards the messianic age, which I understand from prophets that I've spoken with is maybe about 5.5 years away where we begin it? This is, again, the topic of much information in love. The real Da Vinci Code ties in beautifully with what's on a lot of people's minds tonight all over the world is when will the Messiah appear and produce this 1,000 years of world peace where the lion lies down with the lamb? When can we have love in our families and in our hearts and in our jobs and in our work? When can we commune with each other as though we're communing with divine brothers and sisters? That question is now readily understood by examining all the evidence from the world of science as well as scripture. They support each other beautifully. The real science, that is, and the real clear truth that the scripture, unfortunately, I have to tell you this, I'm sure many of you have heard me say this before, if you're new to the program, I'm not a big fan of exclusivity doctrines. It is the bane of fellowship. What tears people apart is one person saying that they've got the only key, the right key, the only way, and everybody else is doomed to rot. Excuse me, that doesn't fly in preparing yourself for the messianic age where we commune with each other in peace and love and respect, giving our faith and trust fully over to the Creator, because we know it is out of that miraculous, mathematical, legal, lawful realm of the Creator's heavenly domain that all truth, all sustenance, all Holy Spirit power of sustaining force derives. So, you want to clear up this planet? We've got to start with ourselves. We've got to literally go inside and figure out what's wrong with us. There's a lot wrong with us. We grew up in schools, learning competition instead of collaboration. we learn to be consumers, being conned for the whole sum of everything. Consumption. It's a complete con over everything. And instead of production, we are now consuming. It's like a disease. Consumption, that's what it was called when you died from something that you didn't have a label for, like cancer in the old days. Oh, they died of consumption, it was said. Now the whole planet is dying because this entire system of fraud, of malfeasance, of gross negligence, of the worst type of criminality, that is mass genocide, mass license to kill, institutionalized death, vaccinations, tuberculosis skin test, injects, contaminates, infuses man-made mutants into human bloodstreams, and as a result, you have chaos, disease. The concentration camps take over as the main structures in urban America. They're called hospitals. Go to the hospital. Go to the concentration camp. Get drugged. Get injected. Get intoxicated. And go to your early grave, because those in power want two out of every three of us gone over the next decade. So, the reality is, we got to come out of her, lest we be infected by her plagues. You got to come out of that lunacy, this Babylonian insanity, to restore your own divinity, your co-creatorship. And together, with the support of our Creator, we can make miracles happen left and right. It's time for those miracles. Yeshua, that's his real name, Jesus' real name was Yeshua, said, "You will do more than what I have done." If not now, when? Now is the time. With the bees dying and all the species literally intoxicated and the networks blasting out these aberrant frequencies, you have to understand, and by the way, before I forget, one of the new pages on Love the Real Da Vinci Code website, one of the offshoots of Love the Real Da Vinci Code, actually you can go to The Perfect Circle of Sound and get the link as well, you'll have the opportunity to click on and play the love tone. 528 hertz, that love frequency we've just put up on the internet for the purpose of not simply blessing you, not simply blessing the planet, but blessing musicians who have the knowledge and the desire, motivation to retune their instruments to those love frequencies. That's what Scott Huckabee's website, he has six new albums at theperfectcircleofsound.com. You can read about them there. Six brand new albums, all played using those nine tones, various combinations, three triads. There's three-tone harmonic types of scales that can be played. And it's very simple to take now that 528 hertz frequency tone, click on the little play button, and then you'll hear it. Simply retune your instrument. And it's got to be a stringed instrument, of course, unless you have synthesizers that are adjustable. And that there are those that they do manufacture those today, so that we're very, very hopeful in the next year to pull together new musicians who are going and new bands that are going to be joining our record label. We started a record label, Tetrahedron Records. Go check it out at lovetherealdavincicode.com, as well as The Perfect Circle of Sound, perfectcircleofsound.com. And listen to the 528 hertz frequency. Getting back to this issue of frequency manifesting reality and this whole problem with honeybees. Now, you have to understand that all of nature, except for human beings that have this egocentric dysfunction, this self-destruction, this socially undermining tendency to be afraid of others, even when the fear is irrational and we create so much of our own fears, and ultimately we were brought up that way. And what do you think the news plays to? After all, when you watch the news and read the newspapers, what makes the headlines? Here it is. It is pain, fear, loss, or any real or imagined threats to survival. Let me give it to you again. Here are the three triggers for neuroticism. Here are the three triggers that cause you and I and children to become patterned, habitually engaged in self-destructive, fearful patterns. Here they are, three of them. Anything that induces fear and pain, loss, or real and imagined threats to survival. That's what the evening news is playing to. It is playing to your ego mechanism. It is strictly mechanical. It is divorced from the heart mind that has full faith and trust and can literally put on like a creator's head or Christ consciousness. Many people call it different things. But simple being, so that your intuition and your heart is open to receive divine guidance and blessing. You've heard the saying, let your conscience be your guide. The most great conscience comes directly from the heavenly throne. That's total consciousness. That's fully conscious, fully aware. I am that I am is the name of the Creator. He knew you before, now, and He'll know you when you die and afterwards. That's how conscious it is. It's full and complete. And that's why the Illuminati loses, by the way. The bottom line is, you can't go against Mother Nature when the entire universe is part of Mother Nature. The whole universe is in a certain frequency vibration mode. And what the devil doers who are controlling this planet, just like out of the Bible, there's a great adversary that's running the show down here in Babylon. And the reality is that they can't win. In fact, let me tell you right now, if you're on that side, give it up. Give it up. Give it up. You've lost. You can't win. You're going to be struggling and fighting worse and worse. Your life is going to be more and more miserable because karmic law is advancing and heating up. And it's just the cycle at which we are in universally. That is the mathematical matrix when you really read, not just prophetic revelation that says we may have, like the Mayan calendar tells us, maybe 5.5 years before the end times, beginning times happen. And that we understand Nassim Haramein, great physicist, most incredible researcher, took Einstein's field equations, and we show you this. In fact, Nassim, we just ordered for Healthy World Distributing, just produced a 2-hour documentary on his own work. That's beautiful. We've just ordered 24 so that we can be among the first in the United States to share what this genius who took Einstein's field equations, where Einstein made some mistakes. He left out torque, spin, and velocity in order to create a model, a mathematical model of the universe, the structure. And Nassim did that. He's published in the scientific literature now in many wonderful papers. He's actually publishing right now with a very famous physicist, Elizabeth Rauscher, very well known, highly esteemed. And this is the caliber of research. And he's showing that around the year that the Mayan calendar ends, we will be, he says, at the event horizon, virtually at the top of the universe, with the universe, if you can think of it, as a double donut, one donut stacked on top of another. And we are just at the top, about to fall into the hole. In about 5.5 years, because of the torque, spin, and velocity of the structure of the universe, we're going to accelerate. And the spiritual connection that we, those who have hearts open enough to receive, and heads not fogged by the lunacy and the egocentricity, then you could awaken to this full appreciation of the global, not only global, universal gravitational force field that's moving everything in the universe to accelerate in this way, so that we on planet Earth will shoot through, according to Haramein's research, a black hole. And at the other end is the other side of the universe where polarity shifts. And if you think Earth currently being run by evil is going to be sustained that way You're wrong. Those of us who have been living life a little bit more awake and aware and a lot more loving have been feeling extraordinary things happening in our lives. There's synchronicities occurring more than ever before. Prayers are answered so much more rapidly now. Oh, so it seems, not just by me, lots of friends, family, colleagues, people in collaboration with many of the projects, we're all experiencing it. Something miraculous is taking place that we show you what is taking place mathematically based on the science that clarifies the scripture in love, the real Da Vinci Code. So get the book, read it. By the way, it's online for free right now. There's no excuse for you not to get a copy. You can download Love the Real Da Vinci Code right off the website in a PDF file. If you can't afford the $22.85 from healthyworlddistributing.com, well, just go to the library again or go online and download from Love the Real Da Vinci Code the book Love the Real Da Vinci Code. Read it. Do the exercises. Start to open up this mathematical matrix within your heart. Start to play and listen to the music. What the people need, the Doobie Brothers said, is a way to make them smile. And that's what we're doing. We're making people smile with the music, edutainment, waking people up to a spiritual reality that's far greater than this hideous destiny that the global industrialists have directed our planet to fulfill. We and the Creator have an alternative destiny, and that destiny is glorified, literally, divine communion. Divine human communion for the masses, engaging the music, the mathematics, the spirit, the waters. The Bible talks about in the end, in the book of Revelation, once again, in the end, the crystal clear waters will once again flow through the rivers and streams, whose banks will be lined by trees, not money. Trees whose leaves bring about the healing of the nations. So the crystal clear water, we actually have an article in the newsletter at www.lovetherealdavincicode.com. Go to the newsletter section. You can learn about my knighting there. You can learn about this tone, the 528 hertz frequency there. You can learn about these revelations in the newsletter currently online at lovetherealdavincicode.com. And so you can learn also about the crystal clear waters that Dr. Emoto did the crystallography on, the breath of the earth, this incredible water from the Big Island of Hawaii. This Big Island is an amazing place. Many, 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 many people now are flocking to the Big Island because this is where a massive amount of healing spirit is being focused. We are blessed to have an estate here that we're overseeing and stewarding for humanity, to create a world stage, a venue for the science of creationism, how the Creator works through sound, color, light, frequencies, and most importantly, water. Just like that sacred geometric form, that tetragrammaton, tetrahedron structure. In the beginning, there was the Creator, the Word, and the water. It was a triune God. Read the Bible. Read the book of Genesis. Go into, don't even stop there. Go deeper. Look at the meaning of the words. Refer to the concordance. Refer to other sources for the roots of these words that we're now reading and we don't really fully comprehend. Well, you know, the Bible, the Torah, talked about the Elohim, plural, gods. There were obviously aliens. There were obviously Nephilim. There were fallen angels. And the Creator himself and or herself, the him, her, the divine entity that caused all of this miracle manifestation. It was a triune God. What does that mean? Three parts. Creator, the source, the word, the frequency to transmit it, that is the divine core creative technology. And there was the medium in which to express it. It was the water. So you want to create like God creates? You want to manifest miracles in service to humanity for the sake of divinity, then you work with the water and you understand water as being the sacred juice, the creative juice of the universe. Go online, www.lovetherealdavincicode.com. Check out the newsletter there. Check out the perfect circle of sound there. Don't forget to check out the 3E, the evolutionary energy enhancer, that sacred geometry of that nine-pointed star. That's the ancient sun symbol with the words love and thanks and the 528 number frequency at the center is what the 3E is. Put it on your water containers. Put it on your glasses. Put it on bodies of water. Put it on your bathtubs. Put it in your swimming pool. Let them float. You see, you're lending a vibration, a sacred structure, at minimum, a prayer into the waters of the planet. Check out www.liveh2o.org. Liveh2o.org. The concert for the living waters. We've seeded it. We're praying for it. We're visualizing it. We have loving hearts open for the Creator to bless it and manifest it here on earth. Now, as soon as it's right, we will get together and we will play a new song to uplift this planet to be sustained where the lion lies down with the lamb for 1,000 years. We've gotten to the end of the show, folks. I want to thank you for listening to the Insight Hour. Again, I want to thank Don Newsom, Doug Newsom, all the folks back at bbsradio.com. Listen to us. Listen to the other great hosts. There's a full lineup. It's almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and there's tremendous archives. Simply $2 a month donation to BBS Radio buys you some awesome programming, things that you will not get anywhere else. So don't forget, go online, tell folks about bbsradio.com, my websites, drlenhorowitz.com, Healthy World Distributing. Our sponsors are now linked to the Insight Hour through bbsradio.com. Thanks, folks, back in the engineering. And Don, thank you for your support. I want to thank, again, Tetrahedron Publishing Group for putting together 16 books, 3 national bestsellers, Emerging Viruses, Healing Celebrations, and Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse that is literally revolutionizing the entire field of music. So this whole concept of tones retuning instruments to play the divine music instead of the Roman Catholic Church's dumbed-down A440 that everybody seems to be playing and your radios are putting out. Well, change those vibrations and maybe the bees will start to come back. Let's sing a new song. I love you very much. I'm looking forward to speaking with you same time next week, Tuesday, 12 o'clock midnight in the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Hawaiian. Check out my website, drlenhorowitz.com. Dr. Len, that's drlenhorowitz.com. Toll-free number to get any of the books, it's 888-508-4787. That's 888-508-4787. Love you. Keep the faith. Be blessed. Be uplifted. And above all, be open-hearted to the Creator that wants a lot of space to move in your heart.